The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM Newsroom in Richmond, I'm Dantea Price-Lisco. Local businesses benefit the neighborhoods they're in, serving residents' specific needs and acting as local landmarks. But in Richmond, local businesses are less likely to be owned by Black residents. As part of VPM News' Healthy City series, Connor Scribner reports on challenges facing entrepreneurs.
Devin Chester runs Brooks Stitch and Fold, a full-service laundry company in Highland Springs. Chester, whose background is in architectural engineering with the military, says he purchased a former Fan District laundromat in 2015 because he wanted control of his life.
I relocated to Virginia initially back in 08, wanted to get off the road and just kind of do my own thing again.
And while he says owning his own business may give him control, it doesn't give him ownership of his time.
You find yourself wearing multiple hats, and it's best to make sure that you love what you're doing because, 24-hour workday is pretty much what you're doing.
Chester says one thing he likes best about owning his own business is his ability to give back. He's partnered with local organizations including Caritas and Home Again. Small businesses across the country share Chester's commitment to service, says Willow Longamom. She's a professor at the University of Maryland who runs the Small Business Anti-Displacement Network and says money spent at locally owned businesses is more likely to stay within their community.
We also get other kinds of external benefits, like the likelihood of these businesses contributing to local organizations and schools and charities and other kinds of things that help to sustain those neighborhoods.
But in Richmond, those benefits aren't spread evenly. While nearly 30% of people living in the Richmond area are Black, according to Census Bureau data, Black people own only about 20% of the region's businesses. And those businesses tend to be smaller. Among area companies that employ at least one person, only about 7% are Black-owned. So what's preventing Black Richmonders from starting thriving businesses? The numbers suggest structural barriers, especially when it comes to financing. Chester says he had a hard time accessing the funds to get started.
It's sad to say, but they almost want you to be established before they want to lend to you.
Black entrepreneurs in the United States tend to start their businesses with less capital than their white counterparts, about one-third as much according to research from JPMorgan Chase. That makes it more difficult to access financing. Melody Short co-founded the local nonprofit JWC Foundation, formerly known as the Jackson Ward Collective. While she left the organization in May, she says many of the entrepreneurs she worked with there face similar challenges. Short adds that even when owners do have access to resources, they're often still turned aside.
So I'm thinking about one local business in particular that needed a loan and was denied by multiple financial institutions.
The company had more assets and recurring income than the bank asked for, Short says, but that wasn't enough.
And so one can only think that they were denied because it's a Black-owned business.
Multiple studies have found that banks continue to discriminate against Black loan applicants and charge higher interest rates to businesses in majority Black neighborhoods. Short says she encourages entrepreneurs struggling with financing to look outside big banks and to community development financial institutions, some of which run funds that lend specifically to entrepreneurs of color, including to help them buy property. That's key, she says, for building long-term stability in majority Black neighborhoods.
We have a history of paying rent to non-Black property owners, and so we want to shift that narrative so that we are not only business owners, but we're also commercial real estate owners as well.
She points to Richmond's Jackson Ward neighborhood, which became a hub for Black business during segregation with six locally owned banks. Formerly known as Black Wall Street, Short says the neighborhood's success proves the power of local financial control. Connor Scribner, VPM News.
For more Healthy City stories, go to vpm.org/healthy. This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
you can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM.
There are so many issues playing out in RVA. I mean, pretty much anyone will tell you.
There's definitely a lot of poverty.
Finding affordable housing.
Traffic, public transportation.
Climate change and heat islands.
Trying to find childcare in Richmond area.
I'm Rich Marr, host of a new VPM podcast called RVA's Got Issues. Listen to the podcast starting May 22nd.
Do you have issues with RVA?
Haven't found out yet.
Okay, good.